G'day. This is Finger Pointer with a podcast on BelowTopSecret.com. Just want to talk about the Aussie language. The Serenity. Yes, the Serenity. It's great to hear that you like the Castle Benevolent Heretic. That's one of my picks for a favourite Aussie movie. And if you want to get a kind of good picture of a slice of contemporary Australia, it's kind of not bad. Talking about how to talk about Australian, mate, this is a bloody important word in Australia, mate. It's a bloody tough word. It's an Aussie word. It's a bloody bloke's word. It's a word for Sheila's too. And it's bloody got nothing to do with the fact that we're a penal colony and that there's a lot of time spent out in the bush and that if you're a good mate, you'd go to buggery for 'em, if you know what I mean. And that's all I'm going to say about mate for now. Also, bugger is a kind of useful word. Something goes wrong, bugger. You know, when you're not happy with someone's behaviour, like, bugger you, I'm going down a Mikko's joint. Which would roughly translate to, I think not, I am going to visit Michael at his place of residence. Okay, so, yes, we've covered mate. Now, I just wanted to talk about the whole Melbourne thing, because this is kind of big, because Australians insist that it's Melbourne, not Melbourne. However, I can remember there is a Melbourne comedian slash actor whose name is Shane Bourne. And now, this guy's name is spelt exactly the same as Melbourne without the Mel on it. So basically, we've got this situation here, people. I know, we're through the looking glass here. We call the town Melbourne, yet we have a comedian in our midst called Shane Bourne. There, I think we should be doing something to make this guy call himself Shane Bin, as is properly pronounced by the Australian idioms, as opposed to the obviously secretly infiltrating the Americanisation of regional name places in Australia by the comedian plant Shane Bourne. Now, I know this is something that could blow the lid off something that's blow offable lid wise, but I don't want to do that. I want to talk more about the Aussiness of Aussie language. And another good general rule of thumb is just if you're trying to imitate the Australian accent, just try to speak through your nose and speak in a way that would allow the least amount of flies in your mouth. And if you're interested in further viewings in regards to stuff similar to the castle, there's a show that was produced on ABC TV called Kath and Kim, which outlined the lives of two suburban ladies, Kath and her hornbag daughter Kim, and they do some great mangling of the language. Just for example, you know, when Kath's angry at Kim, she'll say, "I'm gropeable, Kim. It's just not right." And they'll talk about how you know, their dreams for the future, you know. "But I want to be effluent, Mum. You are effluent, Kim. You are. But have a look at that. If you kind of Google Kath and Kim Australia or something like that, you'll find their website, which has some it has some Australian pronunciations that are more of the proper, the kind of the more refined Australians will speak. But anyway, I'm going to go watch a rerun of MASH and have a donut. I'll see you later.